Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitarena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gada Maiham Svapadantikam Vande aham Sri Guruho Sri Yuta Pada Kamala Sri Guru Vaishnavam Rūpam sātra jātam Sahagana bhagunāthān mutam tam ca jīvam Sādvaitam sāvadhūtam Parijana sahitam Krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagama Lalita Siddhisattha Mukamcha Jayata Suratorpango Mama Manda Mater Gatihi Yadu Sarvasya Padam Bhogo Radha Madana Mohano Vandiyat-vandiyat-kalpa-drumadah Dhinat-ratna-gada-singhasana-svah Sri Sri Radha Sri Lagovinda-devo Nishkari-sarjabhane-svaradhi Rasarasarambhi Bhamsi Vata Tatasthitaha Sarsam Vena Samir Gopi Gopinath Sriye Suraha Krishna Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanayaka Nandakopakumaraya Yundaya Nare Nare Jo Bhagavan Dadesha Tanaya Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachin Upasana Jaja Madhu Varjenaya Kalpita Sina Bhagavatam Pramalavanam Kumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabho Matam Idam Atra Janudho Paraha Amen. ప్రణామయ విగ్రహాయ హేమావతిజ్య కవిసుందరాయ తస్మై మహాప్రేమ రసప్రదాయ చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే. ముఖారవిందోషయంతం రథస్య పత్రస్య సుకేశయానం బాలం ముకుందం మనసా స్మరామి నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభునిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివసది కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరి 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 రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి Thank you. జయ Thank you. You all had prasadam? No? You didn't go to Laguna Beach Temple? You did. Very nice, wonderful festival, Panihati festival, Chidadahi festival. Feast makes it festival, feast. Could you imagine a festival without feast? Would you go to a festival that doesn't serve feast?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Catch me on a good day.
As I think, was that yesterday or talking now? It's a festival for different senses. Feast for the tongue, feast for the ears, smell, also nice fragrances. Each of our senses enjoying transcendental feast, transcendental experience. That's the festival. Netrotsa, we were talking yesterday. Devotees were relishing, drinking the beauty of Gaur Hari with their eyes, and that was a feast. Great occasion for the eyesight. That's a perfection. Perfection of seeing is in seeing the Lord. Otherwise, you haven't seen. It is. So far, you haven't even used your eyes. You have not seen as of yet if you have not seen the Lord. Rushikena Rushikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Bhakti is defined as when We use our senses. We use, well, they are not even our senses. They are with us, but they are not ours. They belong to Rishikesh. Rishikesh. You heard one name of Krishna is Rishikesh. Yes? Some of you heard Rishikesh. Janam hoila shesh na bhajile Rishikesh. Jivan hoila shesh. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jivan, this life has come to an end every day, passing by, getting diminished. Jivan hoila shesh, but unfortunately, you have not bhajile Rishikesh. You have not worshipped Rishikesh. Jivan shesh is finishing, minimizing, diminishing. But not worship Rishikesh. Rishikesh, Sri Krishna. Rishikesh. He is a master of the senses. Rishik, that is senses. So the master of the senses which are with us, the master of those senses is the Lord. We have borrowed those senses. They don't belong to us. So when our senses, again, our senses, they are with us. And they're engaged in service of the proprietor of the senses. The proprietor of the senses is the Lord, is Rishikesh. That is bhakti. The bhakti is defined like that. When senses are used in service of the Lord, seeing the Lord, smelling the Lord, touching the Lord, hearing the Lord, singing glories of the Lord, honoring Sri Krishna Prasad of the Lord. That is bhakti. Simple, but this is the definition. Bhakti, devotional service. Devotional, not just devotion, but devotional service. Bhakti, Srila Prabhupada and Vaishnava Acharyas translate bhakti as devotional service, not just devotion. You sit around with your devotion. You possess devotion and have devotion. No, with the devotion, you serve with the devotion. Devotional service, that is, as servants. So festival constitutes is employing, engaging our senses in service of the senses, the service of the proprietor of the senses, that is the Lord. So here in Chaitanya Charitamrita ki Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left Jagannath Puri. What an experience for him. It was not easy for the Lord. And even more difficult for the devotees of the Lord, or residents of Jagannath Puri. But now, that's a history. That doesn't mean it's a dead. It's alive. Lord's pastimes, they come alive. They're eternal. His pastimes are eternal. As we hear, they come alive. So on the way, Lord Krishna, 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 hey, singing, dancing. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Like that. Singing and dancing. And encouraging everyone to chant. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. Yeah. And as embracing them, you deep, even deep embraces and empowering them, purifying, empowering them, and those persons returning to their home villages and other persons coming in their contact, them getting empowered like this. Entire country, South India, was getting transformed in a very major way. The Lord is continuing with his journey. Now he has come to another village. Kurma name sai grame vaidika brahman. There's a name of the village is Kurma. Kurma grame. Bahu Shraddha Bhakti Kaila Prabhura Nimantran. And with lots of Shraddha in Mahaprabhu, he extended invitation. Ghare Ani Prabhu Kaila Pada Prakshalan. So Mahaprabhu agreed and went along with this Vaidic Brahman of this Kurma village. Upon arrival at his home, he was offered a seat. Mahaprabhu was offered a seat, and his lotus feet, they were washed. Sai jala vamsha sahita karila prakshalan karila bhakshan. Yes. First he did prakshalan, pad prakshalan. Nice word. Pad, feet. Prakshalan, washing the feet. Like Krishna washed the lotus feet also of Sudama Brahman or Narad Muni. This is a tradition. So, mendicant is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in renounced order. Sannyasi has come to home. Parivrajakacharya, the traveling preacher, has come to home. And they used to use their feet, coming walking. So, washing feet out of respect. Also, that giving relief to those travelers because they have been walking and walking. But then Parivrajakacharyas come, they come flying. So whether their feet should be washed. We washed Srila Prabhupada's feet. Another state. Jet age. Prabhupada was jet age Parivrajakacharya. Prabhupada ki. So he sprinkled that water upon all his family members, on his head and upon the members of his family. अनेक प्रकार स्नेहे भिक्षा करैला। गोसाई र शेषान्न वंशे खाइला। सो वैरायटीज ऑफ प्रिपरेशंस वर ऑफर्ड टू लॉर्ड Gauranga, Gaurahari. After he finished honoring Prasad, Mahaprasade, Govinde, then he distributed Mahaprasad to his family members.
Jai Pad Padma Tomara Brahma Dhyana Kare सही पाद पद्म साक्षात आइला मोर घरे। योर लोटस फीट, योर ब्रह्मा मेडिटेट्स अपॉन योर लोटस फीट। ब्रह्मा ध्यान करे, योर ब्रह्मा शिवा ध्यानावस्थित तदगतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम योगिनो। ऑल द योगीज मेडिटेट अपॉन योर लोटस फीट। ग्रेट डिवोटीज, एग्जॉल्टेड डेमी गॉड्स, दे मेडिटेट ऑन दीज लोटस फीट। सही पाद पद्म साक्षात। सो यू हैव कम and you are sanctifying my little home here with those lotus feet. Oh, how fortunate I am. Oh, how fortunate that you have mora ghare, you have come to my home.
Mora bhagya rasimana paya kahan kahan.
Mora bhagera sima. There is no limit to the good fortune, my good fortune. No limit. Aji mora slaghya. Haila janma ku uladhan. My birth, my old dynasty, my wealth, everything has become glorious today as you have come to my home. This Kurma Brahmin, the Brahmin from that Kurma village, is glorifying Lord Gaurahari in these words.
Kripa kara prabhu more chaha toma sange.
And now he says, please, could you be, please be kind to me? What kind of kindness he's thinking? He says, please bring me with you. I want to go with you.
Sahite na pare dukha vishaya tarange.
It's too much. I cannot stand it.
My dear Lord, kindly show me favor. Let me go with you. I can no longer tolerate the waves of the misery caused by materialistic life.
Vishaya tarang, vishaya.
The life of family life, materialistic life of gratification and suffering. I cannot tolerate any longer. Get me out of here. I want to go with you.
Prabhu kahe aiche vaat kabu na kahiba घरे रही कृष्ण नाम निरंतर नैवा।
नो नो नो, डोंट स्पीक लाइक दिस।
you stay at home. But do one thing. Krishna nama nirantara laiva. All the time, chant the names of the Lord, holy names of the Lord. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do this. You don't have to leave home. Stay. Grihe thako, vanne thako, sada hari bole dako. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song says, grihe thako, vanne thako, wherever. You don't have to change your position. Staying at home, staying in the forest, do one thing for both the parties, one common engagement. Sada hari bole dako. Chant the names of the Lord. Sukhe dukhe bhule nako vadane hari naam karo re. Let there be sukh or dukh, happiness, distress. Under all circumstances, keep chanting the names of the Lord. When you do so, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in another song, he says, oh, then my home becomes Golok. Jedina grihete bhajana dekhi, grihete Goloka bhaya. Jedin jed, the day I hold kirtan at my home, oh, that day I experience as if my home has become Golok. Thathai bajela khol. And mridanga. They play mridanga. Anande ridaya nache. My heart begins dancing. And mridanga is played. I dance. So Mahaprabhu is advising. Because he had advised other person, go! Leave home! Go to Vrindavan! Different people, different folks, different slokas. Different folks, different slokas. And besides, yes, you must chant the holy names. What else? And do this. Jare dekho, tyare kaho Krishna upadesh, amar agyai guru haiya, tare desh. I order you become guru in this country. Oh, how could I become guru? What is my qualification? Jare dakho, tyare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, instruct them in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is a sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life to join society. But that is not our mission. We can remain comfortably in residence. One can remain comfortably in his residence. We simply request everyone to chant Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. If one is little literate, he can read Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam. That is so much the better. So Prabhupada was asking for you would approach grihasthas and ask for give me your children, give me at least one son. How many you have? I have five. Give me one. Could you give me one son? So that I could train him to be brahmachari. And they could propagate Krishna consciousness all over. We also need full-time preachers, Hare Krishna, missionaries. We have church here. We need priests, temple here, brahmacharis, sannyasis. Raguna vadike tomara vishayataranga punarapi ethai pabe mora sanga. Yes. So if you just did this, chant Hare Krishna, jari rakho pyare kaho Krishna upadesh, Prabhupada is adding, study literature of course, before you preach, you have to study, read, and preach. Read my books, distribute my books, distribute. Also read my books. And then preach. Then you will not be affected. There will be no obstruction in your spiritual advancement. Association is important for everybody, especially grihasthas, householders. And with that purpose in mind, Prabhupada has established this Krishna consciousness movement so that people could get sadhu sangha, wherever they are. Sadhus could come. And we have Namhat programs, several. Congregational development programs. So then Raman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, okay, I already mentioned Ravanand Rai ki. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now is traveling on every day from one town to another, one to town to villages. And now he has come to Jiyad Narasimha Kshetra. Purvarite Prabhu Age Gamana Karila Jiyad Narasimha Kshetre Katadine Gela. Simhachalam. You heard of Simhachalam? Sure, you heard Simhachalam. Simha. Achal. Achal is mountain, and there's a Simha, lion, not a Simha. Simhachalam. And there's a Mangalgiri, there are so many. Ahobalam. In Andhra Pradesh, in India, South India, so many places of Lord Narasimha, pastime places. So one of them is Jiyad Narasimha Kshetra, or simply it is more popularly known as Simhachalam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arrived there. Narasimha Dekhiya Kaila Dandavata Pranati. As soon as he saw the Lord Narasimha, immediately offered his full dandavat. Prema Veshe Kaila Bahu Natya Gita Stuti. And out of love for the Lord, he offered prayers unto Lord Narasimha. Jai Narasimha. Sri Narasimha, Jai Narasimha, Jai Jai Narasimha, Palhadesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma Bhinga. In our Mayapur Narasimha temple, every day also they recite this prayer. Everybody could say, Sri Narasimha, Jai Narasimha, Jai Jai Narasimha, Prahladesha, Jaya Padma, Padma Mukha Padma Bhringa, Mukha Padma Bhringa, Mukha Padma Bhringa. Lord Narasimha offered prayer like that to Narasimha Dev. So what is he? What is the prayer? Sri Narasimha, that part is easy. Jai, all glories to Narasimha. Jai, Jai Narasimha. Then Prahladesha. You are Ish of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahladesha. You are the master of Prahlad Maharaj. Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bhringa. And you are Narasimha. Lakshmi is on your lap, on your side. And she is known as Padma. Lakshmi is known as Padma. And you are drinking the beauty of Padma, lotus faced Lakshmi, Lakshmi Narasimha. The Narasimha Dev is relishing the beautiful face of Lakshmi. Lord has become like a honey bee and Padma. Lakshmi is just a lotus flower, honey bee and lotus flower combination like that. Mukha Padma Bhringa, that is bee. Padma Bhringa. एही मते नाना श्लोक पढ़ी स्तुति कैला नरसिंह सेवक माला प्रसाद आनि दिला. So like this, only one prayer has been mentioned, not all have been included here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says एही मते नाना श्लोक पढ़ी. नाना means many, many. Various slokas were recited, only one has been mentioned here. Narasimha Sevaka Mala Prasada Anidila. Then there comes the Pujari Narasimha Sevak with Mala garland and offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. पुरुवत कोन विप्रे कैला निमंत्रण सही रात्रि तहाराही करी लगमान. Again, so he spent night there. Another Brahmin invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for bhiksha, for his prasadam. He spends night there. Prabhate uthiya Prabhu chalila premaveshe. So next morning he gets up and he begins his journey. Dik vidik nahi gyan ratri divase. He is always absorbed in Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna He. So Dik Vidik, whether he's in the, heading in the right direction, wrong direction, he not sure. He is not aware whether he's on the right path or going backwards, forwards. He's in his own world. Premaveshe, premavesh. And he is neither aware whether this is night time or daytime. Is about the day and night, experience of day and night. Is also about right direction, wrong direction. Whichever direction he goes in, is that right or wrong direction? That's the right direction. Whichever way he goes, that's the right step, heading in the right direction. Purvapata Vaishnavakari Sarva Lokagane Godavari Tire Prabhu Aila Katadine. So on the way, converting people, I mean, they're getting converted. Just by seeing the Lord was enough to get converted. Just hearing him chant was just sufficient. Just to see him dance is more than enough. They would just melt. So he has arrived on the banks of Godavari. Godavari Mayaki! Godavari is one of the seven sacred holy rivers. Gange Jamune Chaiva Godavari Saraswati Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jalesmin Sannidhim Kuru. The Brahmanas and others also, they offer this prayer. They invite all the rivers. Sannidhim Kuru. Please come here. Come all rivers, please come here. We need your presence. Then they may also take mentally they are bathing with those all rivers, water of the sacred rivers. So there are seven, hundreds. Seven are principal, like so many gopis, and eight are principal sakhis, like that. Out of those seven, one is now in Pakistan, Sindhu. Six are in Bharatvarsha, India. Ganga, you know where Ganga is, Jamuna, Saraswati? Saraswati is very mysterious. Up and down, and appears and disappears. And Narmada is in central India, goes through Gujarat to Arabic Ocean. Then Godavari starts in Panchavati, Nasik, Maharashtra, and then Andhra Pradesh. Then Kaveri is all the way in south, Tamil Nadu, Srirangam, and other places. So Godavari is in Andhra Pradesh. So Mahaprabhu has arrived. And Godavari dekhi Aila Yamuna Smaran. So when he saw Godavari, immediately he was reminded of Yamuna. Oh! Jamuna Maiya ki! He thought, this is Jamuna. I have come on the banks of Jamuna here. Jamuna Smaran. Tire vana dekhi smriti haila Vrindavan. And on the bank of that river, there was a forest. If this is Jamuna, then which forest is this one? Which forest? This must be Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham ki. So he became really ecstatic, thinking, yes, I'm on the bank of Jamuna, and this is Vrindavan forest. That's for Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna is his object of worship, and not only he worships the Lord, he also worships Dham. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. Vrindavan also is worshipable. And he was so anxious to go to Vrindavan. In fact, as soon as he took sannyas, the first place he wanted to go to was Vrindavan. Then Nityananda Prabhu tricked Advaita Acharya, assisted in that tricking. And he was brought to Shantipur and Sachi Mata, meeting with Sachi Mata. You stay in Jagannath Puri. So, to obey the command, he instead went to Jagannath Puri and made Jagannath Puri as a headquarter. But then again he made so many attempts to go to Vrindavan. Always wanted to go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, so much Vrindavan, Vrindavan on his mind. Krishna, Vrindavan, Krishna, Vrindavan. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna. Jai Vrindavan, Jai Vrindavan. So whenever he sees river, this must be Jamuna. This was Jamuna. And that is what also happened after he took sannyas and he was on the way to Vrindavan. He was going by himself and he was going chanting and dancing, and he was on the bank of Ganga, and Nityananda Prabhu inquired, where are you going? I'm going to go to Vrindavan. You want to go? Here is Jamuna. And as he was told, pointed to that river, there's Ganga there, there's Jamuna here. He immediately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he agreed with Nityananda Prabhu, and he jumped to conclusion, yes, yes, Jamuna. He just threw himself into the Jamuna. In the Ganga. But that also was not incorrect to say that was Jamuna, because there is a understanding that in Navadvip Mayapur, Ganga and Jamuna, they flow side by side. Two rivers, two in one. On the bank that which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on, certain bank of the river, that side was Jamuna. The other side was Ganga flowing. So because he's thinking always Vrindavan, Vrindavan, oh Vrindavan, Vrindavan, where is Vrindavan? So, for him, it's Vrindavan. Saivane kato krishna kari nritya gaan godavari parahaya tahana kailasnan. So thinking that was Vrindavan and that was Jamuna, he got ecstatic and he was chanting and dancing, thinking Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Jai Radhe, Hare Krishna, chanting, dancing. So much time passed thinking I'm in Vrindavan. He became really joyful. Then after some time, Mahaprabhu, he crosses Godavari, goes on the other side, and some more kirtan. Godavari para parahaya tahana kailasnan. He took his bath. Other side. Ghata chadi kata dure jalasannidhare vasi prabhu kare krishna nam sankirtane. And then some more kirtan. Never tired of kirtan. Kirtan is his life. Kirtaniya sadahari. Always doing kirtan. Hena kale dolaya chadi Ramananda Rai snana karivare aila bajana bajai. So at that time, he noticed that there's a procession coming. They're playing instruments, chanting of the mantras. They're carrying one person on the palanquin. And they're coming in the direction of Godavari bank. Particular bank of Godavari. One bank. Same bank, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. Tadasange kabhu bahu aila vaidika brahman vidhimate kailate ho snanadi tarpan. And the Vedic brahmanas, they were going to assist. This was Ramanand Rai, the governor of Madras, was being carried in the palanquin. The Brahmins were there in chanting mantras so that vidhi purvak, you know, following all the procedures, ceremonial bathing, snan of governor could take place. Prabhu tare dekhi janila ei ramarai tahare milite prabhu mana uthi dhai. When saw that person in the palanquin, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to conclusion. You conclude, oh, that person, he must be Ramanand Rai. And he became very anxious to go meet Ramanand Rai. Tathapi dhairya dhari prabhu rahila vishvasiya Ramananda aila apurva sanyasi dekhiya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu maintained patience. He was anxious, but he controlled himself and kept sitting there. But then from other side, Ramanand Rai had noticed the presence of sannyasi. And he got down from palanquin and he came running to where the sannyasi was sitting. Apurva sannyasi. Wonderful. Apurva. Sannyasi like this he had never seen. He had seen many sannyasis, but not like this one. So it's called apurva. No one like this sannyasi. There's something special, uncommon about this sannyasi. Surya Shata Samakanti. He was effulgent. What kind of sannyasi? Surya Shata Kanti. Surya Samakanti. Was very effulgent. Hundreds of suns, effulgence, emanating from his personality. Arunavasan, and he had clothing, the sunrise time, you know, kind of colors, pinkish, reddish. As if someone is throwing those colors, these colors are thrown. Festival, sunrise time. So, those colors of his clothing, this is being noticed by Ramanand Rai. Subalita prakar Ananda Deha, and he was well built. They bought it. 7 foot tall. How many? 7 feet tall. And long arm also. 7 feet tall with additional length in the arms. How long arms? Reaching his knees. And hence he is called Ajanu Lambita Bhujo. Ajanu Lambita. Lambita means long. Lambita, long arms, reaching his knees. Ajanu Lambita Bhujo. So Prakanda, Prakanda Deha. Kamala Lochan, and lotus height. Lotus height, personality. Aren't these extraordinary features? Have you seen anyone with that kind of effulgence? देखिया तहर मने हैल चमत्कार हसिया करिल दंडवत नमस्कार. So as he was amazed to see this personality, this apurva sannyasi, never seen sannyasi like this, so he came running, rushing, offering his full dandavats. Uthi Prabhu kahe, utha, kaha Krishna Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, he got up, he proceeded forward, and he's getting up, trying to get up, get Ramananda Rai up. He doesn't know. He knows that he doesn't know. He knows, but he doesn't want others to know that he knows. Trying to maintain his transcendental ignorance. Transcendental ignorant. He says, please get up, please get up. Bolo Krishna, Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Chant. Tare alingite prabhura ridaya satrishna. He also, Mahaprabhu also wants him to get up quickly because he is very anxious, satrishna. He is very thirsty for what? He wants to embrace him, touch him, embrace him. Hey, you are taking extra time, I am eager, you know, get up. I want to embrace you. Hurry up. Satrishna, so eager. Tathapi puchila tumi Ramananda Rai. But before he would embrace that person, he wants to make sure whether that's Ramananda Rai. Otherwise he may end up embracing, thinking Ramananda, but not Ramananda Rai. So he just wants to make sure. So, tathapi means he knows still, he wants to play a role of an ordinary person. So he's inquiring, are you Ramananda Rai? Deho kahe, and Ramananda Rai says, yes, yes, say, yes, say, that's right. But then he adds, das, das. Shudra manda, I'm Shudra, I'm low class. And I'm manda, less intelligent. That's Ramananda Rai. That's me. That's my ID here. That's me. If you introduce yourself, you are gone for interview. And you interview, yeah, I'm less intelligent. I'm Shudra. I'm fallen. Okay, out. I'll show you the door, right? a different world altogether. Tabe tare kaila prabhura dhada alingan premameshe prabhu bhatya tohe achetan. So then they are embracing each other and they have gone unconscious. All the symptoms, sweat, perspiration, kampa, trembling in the body, all the symptoms are visible. And soon, both of them are not able to stand. They have lost the external consciousness. And as they had been embracing each other, they just fell, collapse. They are on the ground, now rolling on the ground. More symptoms are visible. Soul meeting the super soul, supreme soul. Here, the supreme soul is right there. And of course, in most evolved consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Lord is there. So that yoga, that link, that union takes place. And all the symptoms become visible. When all those astavikar, eight symptoms are there, means the soul, that soul is now meeting, has been united in full yoga, fully linked, lost link now fully established, and hence all the symptoms are there. Gopis also would do this, not able to, because of the customs, social restrictions, they couldn't even touch, even looking at Krishna was tough, so they would just do the side glancing, Krishna is there, so no one would take notice. Only Krishna is looking at Radharani, looking at each other. But then gopis sometimes they would drink Krishna. They would drink the form of Krishna and bring him in through these windows. And as soon as Krishna was in, they would close these windows, eyes, and meet him in inner chambers of their hearts. And as they meet there, now the symptoms of this ecstasy, all the symptoms would become visible. Ramanandra. Hare Rukmini Dwarkadhish ki jai. Rukmini Dwarkadhish. This Ramanand Rai is governor of Madras, a highly learned and great person, a Mahapandit. In fact, the Brahmanas are thinking, look, our governor is a Mahapandit, very great, but upon touching this sannyasi, he has become restless like a madman. While Brahmanas were thinking in this way about the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramanand Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Brahmanas and restrained his transcendental emotions, thinking that the Brahmanas were watching and they are Vijatiya, they are from another level. Not the bhakti yoga level, Krishna conscious level. They regained their sanity. They both sat down and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to smile and speak as follows. He's not sitting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks. Says, Sarvam Bhattacharya has spoken of your good qualities. And he has made great endeavor to convince me to meet you. This had happened in Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was convinced by Sarvam Bhattacharya, please meet Ramanand Rai. So now he's talking about, indeed, I have come here just to meet you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. It is very good that even without making an effort, I have gotten your interview here. Ramanand Rai replied, Sarvam Bhattacharya thinks me as his servant. Even in my absence, he is very careful to do good to me, careful to do me good. By his mercy, I have received your interview here. Consequently, I consider that today I have become a successful human being. I can see that you have bestowed special mercy upon Sarvam Bhattacharya, therefore you have touched me, although I am untouchable. This is due only to his love for you. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan himself, and I am only a government servant interested in materialistic activities. Indeed, I am a lowest amongst the fourth caste. You do not fear the Vedic injunctions stating that you should not associate with a Shudra. You were not, although in the Vedas you are forbidden to associate with Shudras, but you are associating with me. This is all Ramananda. You are a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore no one can understand your purpose. By your mercy you are touching me, although this is not sanctioned by the Vedas. You have come here specifically to deliver me. You are so merciful that you alone can deliver all fallen souls. All fallen. No, they are not fallen. It's, outside. He's pointing to the door and outside. It's a general practice. It is general practice of all saintly people to deliver the fallen. Therefore, they can go to people's houses, although they have no personal business there. Along with me, there are about 1,000 men, including the Brahmanas, and all of them appear to have had their hearts melted simply by seeing you. I hear everyone chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You're all Vedic Brahmanas. And Ramanand Rai is pointing out, look, they're all chanting. Everyone's body is thrilled in ecstasy. Are you trembling? And there are tears in everyone's eyes. Look, he's wiping his tears. Someone is acting. This is what's happening. Factual. My dear sir, according to your bodily features and your behavior, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such behavior and features are impossible for ordinary living beings, for they cannot possess such transcendental qualities. The Lord replied to Ramanand Rai. Ramanand Rai speaks, sir, the Lord replied to Ramanand Rai, sir, you are the best of the topmost devotees. Prabhu kahe tumi Bhagavatottam. Not only Bhagavat, but you are Bhagavatottam. Uttam Bhagavat. Tumara darshane sabara drava haila man. And it is not because of me, but because of you, everyone is getting their hearts melted. Although I am Mayavadi Sannyasi. Which one is Mayavadi Sannyasi? A non-devotee. I am also floating in ocean of love of Krishna simply by touching you. Mahaprabhu says. And what to speak of others? Knowing this, in order to rectify my heart, which is very hard, Sarvabhu Mattacharya asked me to meet you. In this way, each of them, both of them, praised the qualities of the other, and both of them were pleased to see one another. At this time, one Brahman Vaishnav, following Vedic principles, came and offered obeisances. No Vedic Brahman, only Vaishnava Brahmanas are here. Brahman, anybody Brahman? Krishna Prem Brahman? He came and offered obeisances. He fell flat before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's not Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is here. That is only Prabhu. This is Mahaprabhu. And invited him for lunch. Invite. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the Brahmin's invitation. And knowing him to be a devotee and slightly smiling, spoke as follows to Ramanand Rai. Again he speaks to Ramanand Rai. And he says, I wish to hear from you about Lord Krishna. Indeed, my mind is inclined to desire this. Therefore, I wish to see you again. Raya kahe aila yadi pamara shodhite. And Ramanand Rai replies, my Lord, although you have come to correct me, a fallen soul, my mind is not yet purified simply by seeing you. Please stay for 5 or 7 days and kindly cleanse my polluted mind. After that much time, my mind will be certainly pure. Although neither could tolerate others' separation, she'll be getting up now. One more time, Ramanand Rai offers his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he departs, goes on the banks of Godavari, takes his bath, and Mahaprabhu goes with the Brahmin for Mahaprasadi Govindi. So they they meet again and again and again every day. In the evening they would meet and talk. And that's the talk between Ramanand Rai and Lord Sambad, also Sambad, Rai Ramanand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sambad. What is the object of worship? What is the process of worship? That's one of the topics discussed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to listen from Ramanand Rai. Rai kahe iha ami kichu hi na jani tumi je kahao sai kahi ami vani. Ramanand Rai says, I don't know anything. I do not know anything about this. I simply vibrate the sound. You make me speak. In other words, Ramanand Rai says, you are, my dear Lord, you are the speaker. You are the actual speaker. I'm just mouthpiece, whatever you make me speak, I vibrate. My tongue makes sounds like that. The actual, you are the speaker, and you are the hearer also. I simply repeat like a parrot, whatever instruction you have given me. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who can understand your dramatic performances? What is best thing to do? So there's a great dialogue. trying to establish the supremacy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and the process to worship Him. Ramanand Rai says, practicing Varnashram is best thing to do. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, this is just external. Say more. Then he talks, Krishna, karma, arpan, offering everything unto the Lord. Yad karusi yad asnasi, tad kuru sumadarpanam. That also was not acceptable to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Say more. Then karma mishra, then talk of bhakti, but karma mishra bhakti, not acceptable. Jnana mishra bhakti. And then begins talking about bhakti. Jnana karma adhyanavritam. Anukullena krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttama. And different rasas, dasya ras, sakya ras, vatsalya ras. And then he comes to the madhurya ras. And then he begins talking about Radha and Krishna. Shringara ras, rasarajamaya murti dhar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the Lord, Ramanand Rai says, that Sri Krishna is Rasaraj, is a Raja, the king of all the rasas. And that ras, that mellow is Shringar ras or Madhurya ras. And Sri Krishna is full of this Madhurya. And he is Sachidanand. And gradually the Shaktis, energies of the Lord, that becomes a topic. And Ladani, Lord is Sachidanand, is full of Anand. But where is this Anand coming from? Comes from His Shakti, called Alhadani Shakti. And who is that Shakti? That Shakti becomes Vyakti, we were talking yesterday. That Shakti takes form. Lord's Alhadani Shakti takes form. Shakti that gives pleasure to the Lord. And that form is form of Radharani Ki. Jai Radhe. And anyway, this is not an easy topic, and we may not be qualified. Just yesterday also we were doing little contemplation, little hearing. This says how Radharani takes a shower, She takes three different kinds of showers. First shower is Karunya Amrita Dharai, nectar of mercy. Nectar of mercy. She takes shower of the nectar of mercy. Nectarian shower. The shower not of the water, but the nectarian mercy. She takes bath. That is her first bath. Okay. The next bath is Tarunyamrita Dharaya Snana Madhyama. Tarunya. Second bath is in the nectar of youth. It's some nectar of youth. Youthfulness. Being youthful. She takes shower of. And finally she takes a third shower. Lavanyamrita dharaya tada uparisnan. Her midday bath, she takes that bath in the nectar of bodily luster. Bodily luster. She takes that shower. And after shower is over, one puts on garments. So Radharani puts on different garments. The first garment she wears, Nija Lajja Shama Pattasati Paridhan, garment of shyness. Radharani wears a garment of shyness. And she becomes shy. This is one of the 25 qualities listed. Radharani is, she is shy. Very shy. Krishna Anuraga Dvitiya Aruna Vasan. And second garment she wears, upper garment, which is pinkish in color. She then covers her breast with another garment comprised of affection and anger towards Krishna. She is known for this. Pranaya mana, pranaya and man, affection and anger. Sometimes she is very affectionate towards the Lord, and other times she is very angry. She gets moody, and Krishna has a hard time. He has to even go touch her feet, massage her feet, and whatnot. And she wears, Radharani's personal beauty is compared to reddish powder known as kumkum. Her affection for her associates is compared to sandalwood pulp, and sweetness of her smile is compared to camphor. All these combined together are smeared over her body. These are the topics of discussion for Goswamis. Tilaka of fortune is on her beautiful broad forehead. Various loving affairs are gem. Her heart is a locket. So every day different topics get discussed. We want to just run you through. So one day there's a Ishta Goshti when they're talking of there's a question answer. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking different questions. Anyonya Mili Duhe, 239 page, text number 243 of chapter 8th of Madhya Leela. Prashnotara Goshti Kahe Anandita Haya. So that different questions are asked, and Ramanandrai is replying. So here it goes. Prabhu puche, Ramanandra kahena uttar. Ramanandra replies. Prabhu kahe, so is the question. First question. Kon vidya vidya madhe sar. What is the topmost knowledge? Replies from you. What is the topmost knowledge? Computer, education, information, technology. Uh-huh. There is no education that is important other than the transcendental devotional service to Krishna. Did you hear that? Yes? You admit, you agree? Any argument? Okay. Stick to that. Don't change your stand later on. Next question. Kirti gana madhe jivera kona bada kirti. What kind of kirti? What kind of fame? Oh, I did not realize something else is going on here. Oh. They have come a little in advance. That's the next one. You want to take a little rest or? Okay, nice darshan, let me just keep standing. So, what kind of fame? The greatest glory, fame, what is that? You want to be famous as what? Devotee of Krishna. Krishna Bhakta Baliya. I am Krishna Bhakta. So that kind of kirti, that kind of name, fame, this is the best. I am a Krishna Bhakta. I am Krishna Das. Next question. You are taking notes of all this? Sampatti madhe jivera kone sampatti gani. Of all the riches, wealth, what's the best wealth? The bucks are the basis. You don't know that. The books are the basis. Yeah, what's the best riches? What kind of wealth? Let's see. Radha Krishna Prema Ya Sai Bada Dhani. Those who have love for Radha and Krishna, ki? They are. They are capitalists. This says capitalist is that person who is capitalizing or something. That's the correct way to say on Radha and Krishna. They are the capitalists. They are richest. Radha Krishna Prem. Those who have love for Radha and Krishna, they are wealthiest people around. Now, next is, among the miserable conditions of life, what is the most miserable condition? Separation? No, doesn't say separation from Krishna. Separation, yes, but not from Krishna. Separation, Radharaman Maharaj knows. Separation from his devotees. Separation from Krishna's devotees, this is unbearable. This is the most miserable condition. Don't be in such miserable condition. Always run, rush to devotee association. Wherever the devotees, run there. Get out of misery. Missing devotees. Suffering. Mukta madhe kona jiva mukta karimani. Amongst the liberated entities, who is the most liberated person? Krishna prema ya. One who has Krishna prema, sai mukta. Shiromani is the topmost among celebrated souls. If he has Krishna Prem, that makes Krishna Prem. Prem of Himartho Mahan. That is our philosophy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Otherwise, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. That Moksha, they think that is liberation. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has added another dimension, and that is Prema Pumartho Mahan, Prema Purushartha. This Pancham Purushartha, Prema, attaining Krishna Prema, so that is the topmost liberation, is better than Moksha. Gana Madhi Kona Gan Jivera Nija Dharma. Amongst all the songs, what is the best song? Hare Hare, Hare Ra, Hare Ra. It says something else, but it's not something else also, same. It says, Radha Krishnera Prema Keli Sai Gitera Marma. Radha Krishnera Prema Keli. Radha Krishna's loving pastimes talks about that. That is the best talk or song. But this Mahamantra includes all Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What is this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. This includes all songs, all pastimes, all everything is included in this. Few more questions to go. Shreya Madhe Kona Shreya Jivera Haya Sar. Amongst all the beneficial functions or beneficial activities, what is the most beneficial activity? Krishna Bhakta Sangha Vina Shreya Nayar. Association of devotees of Krishna brings the best benefit to one's life. Next one. We are getting there. Kahara Smarana Jiva Karibe Anukshan. Who should be remembered all the time? What should we remember all the time? Krishna, that's easy. But Krishna, what? What Krishna's? He says something more. Krishna's name, gun, leela, smaran. All Krishna related. Name, form, qualities, activities, abode of the Lord. This is to be remembered. And this is the best smaran. Our remembrance. And few more questions to go. Dheya madhye jivera kartavya kona dhyan. And when it comes to dhyan, meditation, what is the best dhyan? Radha Krishna padambuja dhyana pradhan. The lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. That is the best meditation. And sarvatya jivera kartavya kahavas. Giving up all other towns and villages and homes. Where should one reside? Reside in dham. Any name? Vraja Bhumi Vrindavan Jaha Leela Sar. Leela Ras. Vrindavan Dham Ki? Golok Dham Ki? Dwarka is part of Golok. We are in New Dwarka. That's part of Vrindavan. Shravana Madhe Jivira Kona Shrestha Shravan. Radha Krishna Prema Keli Krishna Rasayam. And here is next one. Upasher madhye kon upasya pradhan. Worshipable object. Jugal Radha Krishna. Take note of this. It says, not worship of Radha Krishna is object of worship. The holy name of Radha and Krishna. Holy name of Radha and Krishna is object of worship. Especially in this age of Kali. Who do we worship? Radha Krishna Naam. We worship. And what is that Naam? Which name is that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Hare.
That's why. Ah, wait. Hold on. So, instead of pastime, we'll sing Radha Krishna's song. Radhe, Jaya Jaya. Madhava Daite If you want to, if Radha Krishna wants to dance as we sing, you're welcome. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Radhe Jaya Jaya Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Damodara Rati Vardhana Vese Damodara Rati Vardhana Vese Damodara Rati Vardhana Vese Damodara Rati Vardhana Vese Ani Nishkuta Vrinda Hari Nishkita Vrinda Viti Deshe Hari Nishkita Vrinda Viti Deshe Hari Nishkita Vrinda Viti Deshe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite
Ramudahi Rasabhanu Rabhi Namachasi Lepe Lalita Sakhi Gunarami Tavishadhe
Lalita Sakhi Gunarami Tavishadhe
Lalita Sakhi Gunarami Tavishadhe
Lalita Sakhi Gunarami Tavishadhe
Lalita Sakhi Gunarami Tavishadhe Sanata Sanata Navarita Charita
Sanata
Sanata Navarita Charita Hare 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 Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
आकाश को रख है
आकाश को रख
है तुम काम रखा लाए
दोन
सिंह पर दोन
सिंहा
तो लो अमित तो रसिवा नसीवादी शरण प्रपदे नरसिंह मदी शरण प्रपदे नरसिंह मदी शरण प्रपदे कर कमल भरी लखमुखित सिंगा कहिरण्य कशिपूतनु भृंगा केशव दीता नर हरि रूप जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare 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 Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So just a few minutes of your attention, devotees, Prabhus. We would like to thank His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj for His wonderful presentation of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that Mahat Manastumam Partha Daivim Prakritim Asritaha. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, one who has taken shelter of my divine energy, they are inexhaustible. So from the class Maharaj gave this morning and his presentation tonight, and he was also there in the full morning program. So we cannot keep up with him, but we can only pray that we get a drop of his mercy. Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj ki. So we would like Maharaj to come every year, or if he can, he can make New Dwaraka as his base. How many of you agree? Maharaj, please come every year and bless us with your association. And tomorrow is the final day of the Chaitanya Charitamrita series. So every one of you, please come. Those who are in the internet, you also please come. Last day it's going to be like a 4-hour class. And tomorrow night, there are a few devotees taking initiation. It's a very auspicious occasion where devotees take vows in front of Maharaj and deities. There's going to be a fire yagya. So those who are sponsoring the initiation and those who are getting initiated, please come on time and participate. Maharaj wanted that all of you sit in the fire yagya. And 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. is the yagya. And 5 o'clock onwards, we begin the class. And we would like to thank our today's sponsors. We have three categories. Prasad and Arati Seva. We have Bharati Joshi, Pavaka Devidasi, and John Boswell. Please come and get your Prasad. Let's give a big Haribol. Haribol. And for Arati Seva, we have Govindadas, Tulika Sahu, Jayadas and Karuna Shakti Dasi, Sarsranam and Raghunath Priya Devidasi, Usha and Saraswat. Please come and get your Prasad. Haribo! Yeah. And for contributors, we have Radharani Dasi and Divya Loka Das and family. Let's give a big Haribo. Haribo! So finally, so one more important announcement is that we need like 3 or 4 volunteers to help clean up. Haribo! So we get morning program clean and nice and early start. So whoever wants to start cleaning up, you can see me or see Krishna Prem Prabhu. Okay, we have Bharati Joshi, Pavaka Devidasi, Govinda Tulika.